Shalom. You are at the commemoration site for the fallen soldiers of Medical Battalion 281. The battalion was established in February 1973 as part of Division 146 that was under the command of Moshe Peled. The battalion commander was Dr. Major Asher Porat, who received the Medal of Courage for his actions in the Karame operation in Jordan in 1968. During this operation, he lost his arm. On Yom Kippur, October 6, 1973, the holiest day for the Jewish people, the Syrian and Egyptian armies launched a surprise combined attack against the State of Israel on the Golan Heights and in the Sinai. Facing large enemy forces stood only the regular forces of the IDF, which literally stopped the attack with their own bodies until the reserve soldiers were able to join them on the front lines. The following day, October 7th, a difficult decision was made to direct Division 146 to the front lines on the Golan, where the situation was even more severe than it was in the Sinai. The surprise attack, coupled with the urgent call-up of the soldiers, forced the medical battalion to hit the road with an inadequate supply of equipment, weapons, ammunition, vehicles, and a lack of specialized field doctors and manpower. Making the situation even more difficult was that one of the medical companies was instructed to stay behind at the central command base and did not join the battalion. Despite all the difficulties the battalion faced, they had dedication, determination, commitment, and the ability to improvise and overcome the hardships. While on their way to the Golan, the battalion commander was able to convince the surgical company of the Northern Command, which was well-equipped, to join his battalion. The division climbed up the slopes of the southern Golan on the morning of October 8th and launched a counterattack against the Syrian army. The soldiers of the medical battalion searched the battlefields for injured soldiers and evacuated them for treatment. An emergency surgical unit was arranged in a bunker inside the community of Ramat Makshimim, situated close to the front line. This way, the injured could receive immediate care in a protected area. The first signs of post-traumatic stress syndrome were treated by a psychiatrist. 2 days later, on October 10th, the Syrian army was pushed back out of the Golan. The Syrians covered their troops' retreat with heavy bombardment all along the borderline. Here, in the area you are now, a field hospital was operated by the surgical company, providing care to the flow of injured soldiers arriving from the front. Helicopters were landing and taking off continuously, quickly evacuating the injured soldiers to hospitals. Suddenly, a cannon shell fell in the center of the medical compound. Immediately after, a heavy bombardment followed, covering the whole area for an agonizing 20 minutes. A helicopter that was loading the injured was able to take off among the shelling and left the site with blown out windows. The medical staff continued treating the injured with tremendous courage, often at great risk and self-sacrifice. Among the dead was the doctor, Lieutenant Dan Yalon, and the surgical nurse, Lieutenant Yitzhak Dahl, who had continued treating the injured during the bombardment. They were both killed by shrapnel that penetrated into the surgical tent. For their courage, both of them received, posthumously, the Chief of Staff Citation for Bravery. Around the medical camp hospital were logistic units of the division that also suffered many casualties. The bombardment suddenly stopped and an eerie silence set in. As the smoke and dust settled, the scene was horrifying, but the medical teams immediately returned to fulfill their life-saving efforts. In the horrendous bombardment, it was found that 18 soldiers were killed and 70 were injured. Among the dead were 10 soldiers from the medical battalion. When the battles on the Golan lessened, the battalion moved to support the war effort in the Sinai. It was there in the Sinai that a ceasefire was declared. After the war, soldiers from the battalion established this memorial here at this site to honor their fallen comrades. The monument carries the names of the 10 fallen soldiers from the Yom Kippur War and the names of two more soldiers who fell in Lebanon during the time that the IDF was stationed there. For many years, around Yom Kippur, the veterans of the battalion, along with the bereaved families, gathered here at this site for a memorial service. The community of Moshav Eliad continues to maintain the site and is dedicated to the tradition of remembering the fallen soldiers. May their memory be a blessing. Thank you for your attention.